This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nitsnicky? Yeah, I'm... For some reason, the intros are, like, really throwing me up. It's the being two people. So I'm like, am I person number one or am I person number two? Like, co-host number one, co-host number two? It's just...
Should we start over? I'll be two people. In the studio tonight, it's the Reverend and Captain Kickass.
And Nikki.
There you go.
See, it has a better flow, you
better
know.
Better cadence.
Yeah. That was better. I feel better now. Now we can start the segment.
Okay. All right. Very well. Nikki said it's okay. We will start the segment. While Nikki has said it's okay for us to start the segment, I would like to begin the segment by telling you that if you would like to buy Nikki a birthday present,
Ooh. You
can do so over at tip.lrn.fm. You can send a tip over there, and any tips will be used for her. Her birthday present, her birthday. I don't know if you want to tell them when it is.
It's right now, baby.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Nikki.
Thank you.
So, yeah, tip.lrn.fm, I believe, is the right place.
It's also the Equinox.
I thought that was the other day.
Nope, that's today, March 20th. Happy spring, everybody.
So isn't the Equinox the full moon?
No. No, the Equinox is the first day of spring.
Oh, it's the, right. It's okay. You're right. Right. In my mind, I think of the autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
When I hear the word equinox, or I think of the Chevy. Chevy equinox.
Yeah, Chevy equinox.
Weird car related story. In the 80s, Chevy made this car called the Chevy Citation.
Yeah. I don't want that car.
Well, I didn't either, but it was the only car I could afford, so
yeah.
I bought it. And I didn't even buy it new. It was a used one. It was years later. It was in the 90s when I got it. But. Fun fact, I never got a ticket of any sort.
No citations in the citations.
I think just having a car named that was sort of the magic sauce, if you will.
Oh.
You know, I'm a pretty good driver otherwise. I'm not super reckless or anything like that. I am a good driver. I've taken some defensive driving courses, and my older brother's best friend went on to be a NASCAR driver, and he sort of showed us how to do all sorts of fun, like stunt driving and stuff like that, so... But, yeah, never got a ticket in the citation. So take that for what it's worth. It is tip.lrn.fm if you would like to leave a tip and wish Nikki a happy birthday. Let's just go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that 24 years ago when I was going to the Communist Party meetings, I used to have communist men friends. Of course, they were men. But they were so frustrated with lobbying and getting candidates elected that he was ready to go join the war in South America, where they actually had capitalist-communist war down there. I don't know exactly what country, maybe Venezuela. I don't know. I mean, there's conflicts over there. But what we were doing is... Our party was trying to elect the Democrats into power. That was our whole thing, and I did that for 22 years, but it's awful, very frustrating. So,
Of course it is. When you're trying to force your preferences on other people, getting the correct people in power to do so is very, very frustrating, regardless of your political affiliation. I do have a question, Sarah, about communist parties. When you go to a party that's filled with communists, does everybody have to drink the same beverage?
Well, it just depends on which communist party they are. It's amazing that all the communist parties are different, and then whatever food or whatever they choose to bring or whatever they have, and they're not really concerned about the food. In fact, you know, different, like, workers' world, they believed in running their own candidate. But the CPUSA, they were voting in, they believed in voting in, Biden or Obama. That was a strategy. So, yeah, there was complete, and they would ridicule each other for, being nonsense. They'd be like, why do you support a Democrat when they're still a capitalist? They're not doing nothing.
I got news. Yeah. Any political party is a lunatic, really. Anybody who supports a political party is basically a lunatic. Forcing your preference on other people is never right, even if you outsource it to somebody like a president or a mayor or a governor or anything like that. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. She didn't apparently get my joke.
No.
It's too bad.
But surprise, it's not cool to force your will on other people.
Yeah.
Not nice.
There we are. You know, and that's really all you do. A vote for government is just 51% of the people getting their way and forcing the other 49% or whatever the percentages are.
Yeah, it's usually pretty close, though. It's usually like about half of the country that is still upset with the person that is in office. So that just doesn't seem like a good system to me.
It completely ignores individual choice when it comes to leadership.
Yeah.
Right? First of all, not everybody needs or wants a leader. At least a political leader, anyway.
No way.
I know, right? Like, freedom of choice in...
Self-responsibility?
Freedom of choice in leadership? Wow. Now, as a guy who's the captain of himself, and that's what I hope listeners aspire to be, is captains of themselves and, you know, be leaders
Ahoy.
Of yourselves, you know, that type of a thing. That's what it's about. But, like, as a guy who is captain of himself, sometimes I do need leadership. And if I want to, I can go find an authority. And no, I don't mean the state. I mean, I can go find, like, an expert.
Or, like, a mentor.
Or a mentor, right? If I need to learn a new skill and I don't have that skill, you know, I can go online, of course. Or I can go find somebody who has that skill and make some sort of arrangement. Maybe I work or do some labor or trade a skill. You know, whatever it is, I can go find somebody that has expertise, is an authority in that field, quote, unquote. And then go and learn that thing and or, you know, have them sort of lead me. Right. So until I get to a point where I'm comfortable with that, and then I can go, and then I don't need a leader anymore. Right. And this is what people forget. You don't need all these supposed leaders. What are they leading you towards anyway? Where is everybody going that we need all these frickin' leaders for? Right. Do you not know how to lead yourself? What is wrong with you? Anyway, it's my diatribe on leaders. Let's move right along to Stephen in Georgia. Hey, Stephen, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so first of all, Nikki, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I have a great birthday present for you. This is Stephen. I'm the guy that spent like 6 months in jail because I made a cop afraid, essentially.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But nice work making a cop afraid.
Well, that was, like, so great news, and this is your birthday present, so I have money for you. I got a TPO on him because I was able to convince the courts that I was afraid that he was going to kidnap me and put me in a box, and that I was having nightmares about it, which means that the cop that's under investigation by the Georgia Bureau of Investigations can no longer carry a firearm for the next 6 months.
My gosh. I'm so glad you bring this up, Stephen, because, like, there's all these people out in the world who support, you know, they don't want people to carry guns. Right? And a lot of them are in government, right? Specifically, a lot of government people don't want folks to carry guns. And so I say, prove it. Prove that it's successful. Prove that it's not necessary. And prove it by just no longer will police be armed. What do you think of that?
Well, I didn't do this for that reason. I did this because I think it's absurd that the government decides so many different factions of my life. And he's been protected for so long, and he's made so many hazardous decisions for other people that I wanted to show him what it's like. Not only that, but if you're gonna lie and do all these evil things, you don't need a gun. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Stephen. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk about the positive, how the children win, coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. For years, Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the Library desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. All right. We know that the children lose, particularly when it comes to the government or state-sponsored programs supposedly caring for them.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah. And, you know, people sicken the state on people for wrong reasons or, you know, vengeance or some sort of, you know, neighborly squabble that they're having or whatever. It's all just crap. But we do have a little bit of good news. And this
I love good news.
Well, I mean, everybody loves good news.
Yeah, it seems like the majority likes bad news.
Sadly.
But
if it bleeds, it leads. And so good news often.
Good vibes only.
Do you pronounce the T in often? Do you say often?
Yeah, I think I do. Often. Yeah.
Do you do it frequently?
You totally got me with that one, too.
Sometimes people confuse often. Often, especially up here in the Northeast, often, like a little boy has lost his parents. Oh, yeah, I grew up in Often. Right, you know that you know,
no,
Boston,
know.
Where you park your car around the corner?
Oh, yeah.
Guy grew up in Often, right? Or, so he grew up frequently? It was orphan, often, right? Anyway, I've carried that joke far too far. This is from, where's this from? ICanDecide.org. I had to look up what it was. It's not the internet provider. It's ICAN, and I've already forgotten.
Informed Consent Action Network.
Thank you. In a huge win for parents in D.C. and beyond, a federal court for the District of Columbia just granted a preliminary injunction in a case funded by ICAN and another case that challenged D.C.'s law allowing doctors to vaccinate children 11 years of age and older without parental knowledge or consent.
It's nuts.
Oh, first of all, doing anything to a child 11 years of age or older or whatever age, I don't care how young they are, without parental knowledge or consent, there shouldn't have to be a frickin' law written about it. There shouldn't have to be a case. There shouldn't have to be lawyers involved. There shouldn't have to be people fighting for this kind of thing. It should just be known as wrong, and everybody should go, okay. It's my opinion. The court explained that children will be unable to decide to get vaccinations without their parents' consent. Yay!
Duh!
Yay!
I mean, that's a big decision. It's not like, oh, they're deciding whether they can, you know, color with markers or crayons. Like, it's not like they're deciding what underwear they're going to wear or what they're going to eat for lunch. I know a lot of people that have vaccine-injured children,
yeah.
And it is not a joke. So this is a big deal, and it's wild to me that the media and doctors and the pharmaceutical companies try to make it seem like vaccines are like God's gift to Earth, and, you know, this is like the best thing ever, and it's going to save all of the children, and this is what got rid of polio and whooping cough and all of this other stuff, when the truth is vaccines have some terrible stuff in them, and there have been several instances of children dying, having seizures, having cognitive difficulties right after receiving, especially like 18-month vaccinations.
Yeah.
I know so many people who like that dose of vaccinations, the 18-month, and that's very young too, like babies. After that, like their kids will go from like, you know, behaving normally, like normal development. Next thing you know, they are not talking anymore. They're not walking, like just completely digressing. So it's a big deal. And to let 11-year-olds make a decision like that is insane to me.
Well, not only like, I mean, apparently the 11-year-olds didn't even have to make the decision. The state was making the decision for them. So they weren't even asking. Right. So,
even worse.
Yeah. Anytime you don't even get the consent of the individual involved in any of this thing in any way, shape, or form, I mean, that's the rules of consent. Consent means you ask and like, you get permission. And if they say no, you don't do the thing.
And, like, would this not be considered assault? You're injecting people essentially against their will?
I mean, in any other context. It's okay when the state does it, though.
Yeah.
According to everybody else, anyway, I mean, outside of folks who are of the freedom mind, right? According to people who support Democrats, people who support Republicans, apparently it's just fine. It's just fine when the government does it. But when you do it, or I do it, or any individual outside of those organizations do it, then it's assault.
Yeah, we would be thrown in jail, rightfully so, I think.
If I went to, you know, some playground where your children are, and I had a needle full of a vaccine, and I decided, you know what, I'm just going to grab this 11-year-old kid, and I'm going to stick this needle in his arm and give him the vaccine, what would happen to me?
Well, you don't have the magical paperwork calling you a doctor.
Even if I did.
Yeah, that was, I mean...
Still assault.
Yeah.
And probably a few other things that I can't think of at this moment. It's probably, you know, several things. But the number one thing is a violation of consent. Seriously, people. Like, consent is sort of the crux of civilized society. And if you don't think that it is, well, then I guess society isn't civilized. Because consent is where it all comes down to, right? Before governments, before religions, right? All that kind of thing. Consent was how you knew the difference between right and wrong. If somebody said, hey, I want to do this, and the other person said, okay, then you had their consent. If somebody said, hey, I want to do this, and the other person said, no, I don't want you to do that, then you don't have their consent. If you did it anyway, you're in the wrong. You violated consent. And there should be no question about this stuff. It's a simple principle.
Yeah, it's sad that this needs to be spelled out for people.
603-283-6160. We'll tell you more about this win for children coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of senators is visiting Poland and Germany ahead of President Biden's trip to Europe later this week. The delegation is meeting with NATO military leaders and other top officials about the Western response to the Russian invasion. The group issuing a joint statement saying the senators will return with better insight on how Congress can and will support the Ukrainian people and our NATO allies. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is confident that Ukraine can win against Russian forces.
And the way they win is for us to get these defensive weapon systems to them as rapidly as possible.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation. President Biden back at the White House after spending his 113th day in Delaware since becoming president. USA Radio News. Gas prices inch downward across the United States.
Gas prices are on a slight decline across the country, AAA reporting. The current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26. That's down from last week's average of $4.32. However, this time last year, gas was an average of $2.88. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. kicked off this weekend. Washington, D.C.'s most famous cherry trees are along the tidal basin and nearing peak bloom. But you are able to view the cherry blossoms throughout D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. This woman tells NBC4 in Washington, D.C. she's excited to see the cherry blossoms this year.
It's a real blessing. It really, really is. I'm thankful.
There's even a cherry blossom water taxi if you're interested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program, nationally syndicated and on the internet, as well as some satellite stations, where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Nikki.
So we've been talking about this article from iCanDecide.org, and it's a win for children, really. What has happened is there has been a preliminary injunction granted in a case funded by ICANN and another case not funded by them, apparently, that challenged the D.C.'s law allowing doctors to vaccinate children 11 years of age or older without parental knowledge or consent.
Wait, so was that already a law, or were they trying to put it through?
Sounds like it's a law. It says challenged D.C.'s law allowing doctors to vaccinate children.
I didn't catch that. It was already a thing.
That's sad.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. Well, and in D.C., right? District of Criminals?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not super surprised, but it's still disturbing, at the very least.
The fact that there is a law that violates consent should be disturbing to every listener. You should go and immediately tell everybody you know that there are laws violating consent as soon as possible.
I feel like most laws violate consent.
Oh, you've made the jump, have you? I feel like they all do. And in fact, I think the evidence supports that.
Yeah, like maybe we could come up with a few examples of things like, hey, don't murder other people. Like,
well, there's things
you
that...
know, there's like, but those are more like natural laws, like things that like are implied, like, hey, you know, don't do bad things to other people.
Right.
Don't violate consent, you know.
There are things that you mentioned, natural law. There are, I'm going to call them cultural agreements. Like, even before governments and religions, cultures across the planet generally agree that, like, killing another guy in cold blood is bad, you know, hurting children, bad, right? You know, simple things. Dr. Seuss is really good at pointing these particular items out. And so if you've forgotten any of these things, feel free to go check out the good doctor's books. But I I've had this conversation recently. The entire system violates consent.
Yeah. I did not consent.
No one did. No one did. It could be construed that, like, a couple of ancient guys years and years and years and years, hundreds of years ago, who signed a document, you know, perhaps that might be considered consent, but if it were, it would only apply to those individuals who signed the
thing. Yeah, I didn't sign anything.
Because that's how contracts work. You must sign. You must explicit consent. We had some discussion a couple of weeks ago about assumed consent, right? Like,
implied consent.
Yes, thank you. If you're, you know, I don't know, choking on your dinner, somebody could come and give you the Heimlich maneuver, and then legally, you know, they're not on the hook for anything because they saved your ass, right? And,
yeah.
That to me, that's an individual thing, right? You assume, right? It's not something that can be legalized. You assume that another individual wants to live, that the other individual didn't want to choke on his dinner.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is.
It kind of goes back to, like, those social, cultural type of norms,
right.
Where, you know, you see someone choking or, like, they have a heart attack. It's like, well, I know CPR, so, like, yeah, I'm going to save them,
right.
You know.
But a cultural norm is far different from legislation.
Yeah.
Right? There's no organization on planet Earth that should be writing things that assume anybody's consent, implied or otherwise. Because, I mean, that's a violation of consent. You don't just assume consent, right? That is also known as violation, right? If somebody assumes that somebody consents to, some touchy-feely stuff, right? They're probably wrong.
Yeah, and I think it's also
you're
going
to get slapped and perhaps sued, or,
yeah.
You know, somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend is going to have some words with you.
And I think it's also important to note that coercion is not consent.
No, it is not. It is important to note that.
So if somebody needs to be bribed or threatened to consent, that's not real consent.
Definitely not consent. Yeah, it's like, it's been in all of the movies, of course, like, the Vietnam veteran who was, you know, held captive and then, you know, tortured until he signed this confession, right? That kind of a thing. That's not consent either, nor is that a valid confession. Right?
That's, you know what that reminds me of? What the police do to people. They threaten them and blackmail them until they, confess to things that they didn't do.
Huh.
That's interesting. Almost like they're war criminals or something, or just regular criminals.
Weird. At any rate, we're talking about this article from I Can Decide. It goes on to say, the court explained that children will be unable to decide to get vaccinations without their parents' consent. This is a huge win for the rights of parents to raise their children without the government and pharma taking over their parental rights. Which shouldn't happen in the first place. But anyway, some highlights from the court's decision are as follows. Two crucial exchanges of information at the heart of the NCVIA. The first is the exchange of information from parent to doctor. Healthcare providers recommend against vaccinations if individuals reacted poorly to past immunizations. A VIS, or Vaccine Information Statement, describes the risks of certain vaccines and explains when they are contraindicated. By removing the parent from the vaccine decision, the MCA, or the DC law allowing children to be vaccinated without parents knowing, undercuts a key purpose of the VIS and a safety check before the vaccination. So they cut out the middleman completely and just went straight to the violation.
Ridiculous. I also want to note that the NCVIA is the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act.
Thank you. Also, the MCA, which is the law apparently that allows consent to be violated, encourages children to deceive their parents. Once a child has gone behind his or her parents' backs to get a vaccine, what is she supposed to do if she has a negative reaction? Some children might tell their parents. Others very well might be afraid and try and hide their actions, you know, because they disobeyed their parents. Besides the obvious medical risk such a situation entails, this throws a wrench in the NCVIA's goal of fast, informal adjudication of vaccine injuries. Whatever that means. Also, enjoining the MCA will not prevent children from being vaccinated. The only impact will be that children will be unable to decide to get vaccinations without their parents' consent. This is so ridiculous. I can't believe I'm even reading this, to tell you the truth. That there has been legislation that violates consent at all, period, much less children, 11 years old.
It's so young. Like, I get if we're letting 16-year-olds make decisions like this.
Yeah.
You know, if they have legitimate consent. But the real issue is, when it comes to things like vaccines and pharmaceuticals and medical treatments, there's supposed to be something called informed consent.
Yes.
So that is when the doctor or the nurse administering these medications or vaccinations are supposed to tell you everything.
Right.
All of the possible side effects and contraindications. And that does not happen at all when it comes to especially vaccines. It just doesn't happen. There's no informed consent.
States and the district are free to encourage individuals, including children, to get vaccines, but they cannot transgress on the program Congress created, and they cannot trample on the Constitution, is a quote of the highlight. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Saying banana just weirdly.
I like that.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what the heck you're listening to.
Who are these people? Oh my gosh.
Who are these? You're like a crazy person. Well,
bingo.
I mean, have I done crazy things? Yes. Am I crazy? No. We've been talking about this article from ICANDecide.org where apparently a temporary injunction has been granted to halt a law in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, whereby apparently people can just give shots to children as young as 11 years old without their parents' consent.
I tried to look into this a little bit more, and I wasn't able to find much about it on the break, but I want to know how long has this been a law? Like, is this something new? Has it just been brought up as an issue because of, like, the COVID stuff? Maybe that struck people to be more against it or something? I don't know.
I don't know, and the fact that there is a law like this anywhere is disturbing.
I didn't even know. I had no clue this was a thing until I found this article.
I'm glad you did. It's important for us to cover. The last paragraph here from the article says, "It is through your support that ICANN is able to fund these critical lawsuits defending parents' rights and upholding constitutional and statutory rights. Thank you for that ongoing support, and we assure you that this is not the last case or the last victory that we will bring to you and everyone hoping to live in a country that believes parents, not the government, not the pharma companies, should raise their children."
Right on.
So, yeah. My flabber is officially gasted. I wouldn't say speechless, but another example. I mean, the organization commonly referred to as government is archaic. It's barbaric. It is the greatest violator of human rights, period. By orders of magnitude, the world over, if you look at the number of human deaths caused by government, and you can find this all, by the way, at hawaii.edu. Mm. There's a whole bunch of data over there. If you're like a data nerd and you want to sort through the data and figure out the percentages and where did what and who did who, you can find all that out. You can search the term democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E, democide. That term just means death by government. And all the data exists. And it is frightening. It's so frightening that everybody forgets about it, and so I like to remember. I like to remind folks that it's out there. Somebody did the research. And orders of magnitude. Like, there's nothing even close. The number one cause of human suffering, death, destruction, all that kind of stuff, in all of history, of the entire planet, is government.
You know, I always think, so previous to governments, you know, doing this mass genocide of people everywhere, yeah. It was religion that was doing that. So government looked at religion and was like, wow, they're really good at pinning people against each other and murdering people. I want to be like that.
And then they went, hold my beer.
Yeah. It's sad.
Because they are far superior at it than any religion ever thought of being. Not that religions did, you know.
I mean, the state kind of is a religion.
Oh, it definitely
in several ways.
Is,
you know,
a religion.
People for sure worship the government.
It definitely is a religion because the state is just a system of beliefs. You believe, not you, Nikki, but people, you believe that the government is there to help, to protect, to do the right thing, to prevent invaders and all this kind of thing, when in reality it's not. What it effectively does is it takes a whole bunch of your wealth, your money, your life's effort, if you will. You expend effort. You don't get to keep the returns on that effort. You have to give a bunch of it away. Roughly half in the United States, more so in other places. Roughly half of your life's effort gets taken from you. They extract it from you in many different ways, not just taxation. You're going, well, taxation isn't 50%. No, but inflation, right? And if you add up all the other things like sales tax and state tax in the states,
time. How much time is wasted just by the existence of the state?
Yeah. So you add all those things together, and it's probably more than half of your life's effort is taken by this organization. So, yeah, go look up Democide. It's there. All right. So, I want to talk a little bit about this other bit that you brought in, Nikki. This is from Blaze, theblaze.com. New Hampshire legislature as a shining star for medical freedom, since we're on the topic.
Yay, more good news!
Of that. Now, full disclosure, this show that you're listening to is based in New Hampshire. We did not bring this in specifically because it's New Hampshire. We tend to actually not talk about New Hampshire related things unless it applies in a greater context, and I believe this fits that bill. So 2 years into the travesty of COVID fascism, vaccine injury, and denial of appropriate treatment, what have the GOP-controlled legislative bodies done to protect our freedoms? Sadly, in most states, they have done very little. But just as the Florida governor stands out as the only state executive willing to fully combat medical tyranny, the New Hampshire legislature appears to be the only body willing to fight for medical freedom without the support of the governor. Live Free or Die appears to be more than just an empty slogan in the Granite State, at least according to the author.
It's almost like the migration of freedom-loving people to New Hampshire is working.
That remains to be seen, but, you know, signs certainly point in that direction.
Seems like it's working to me.
With people still dying of COVID without effective treatment, the New Hampshire House became the first legislative body to pass a bill essentially allowing citizens to access ivermectin over the counter at a pharmacy. On Wednesday, by a vote of 183 to 159, the House approved HB 1022 legislation allowing pharmacists to make ivermectin available via standing order from a physician or nurse practitioner that allows a pharmacist to dispense a medication without an individual prescription. Most Republican states have failed to even pass a bill ensuring doctors don't get punished for prescribing this safe FDA-approved drug. Yet New Hampshire Republicans managed to pass a bill enabling patients to ask for it over the counter. Seems a little more free to me.
Absolutely.
All but two Republicans voted for HB 1022, and all but two Democrats opposed it. Okay. New Hampshire Republicans accomplished this with a simple majority, while most supermajority Republican states can't seem to pass a medical freedom bill worthy of support.
So it's almost like it's not like a Republican thing. It's just funny how they're like, Republicans versus Democrats. So dumb.
It is. And it's part of what I hate about media in general, always putting people into one of two categories. You know, I know we have a bunch of free staters, liberty-loving, you know, sort of anarcho-capitalist, anarchist, or libertarian reps. I don't know what the ratio is, but we've got way more than any other state. So when they act like this is all the Republicans, you know, it probably isn't.
Yeah, Republicans, air quotations.
Yeah, what it certainly was not the Democrats. So
yeah,
I'll give them that, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, legislatures I've spoken to in New Hampshire credit Dr. Paul Merrick, a prominent ICU doctor who gave an impassioned testimony on how this drug has helped him save so many patients sick with COVID. And not I spoke to, this is the author speaking. The ivermectin bill wasn't the only success this week for advocates of medical freedom. The New Hampshire House successfully passed the following bills seeking to redress the civil liberties issues from the past 2 years. And this is the part I really wanted to get to, because when I read through this initially after you had shared this with me, Nikki, I was like, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff that I'm not hearing about elsewhere. So we'll just take it one by one. HB 1268, a ban on localities implementing mask mandates. So when other states were doing the mask mandate thing, New Hampshire as a state was one of the last ones to have like a governor, you know, step up and go, okay, we're going to have mask mandates. What they did instead is they allowed cities, towns to decide for themselves if they were going to have one. And not many did. A few of them did, and everybody else kind of didn't, until the governor decided to step up and go, okay, we're going to have a statewide mask mandate now. So 603-283-6160, our number 3 of Free Talk Live is next.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.